There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Thursday edition of the show. Phone number and the text line. You know it by now, don't you? But if you're new, it's cool. 343-0106. 343-0106 gets you through for a text or a phone call and a reminder, too, with the FM Talk 106.5 app. You'll see that microphone icon right there on the front page. If you'll press that microphone icon, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and we can play it back here on the air. All right, putting the band back together, pinch hitting today for Brady Petrie. Maybe you've heard of him with Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com, my buddy Rob Holbert. Hey, Rob.
Hey, man. Glad to be here.
Did Brady give you any kind of, like, here's what you need to do when you're on with Sean?
He gave me some pointers, yeah. Yeah, he told me, you know, he said basically just try to ignore you as much as possible.
Okay, yeah, I do the same thing for Brady, so send that back. Yeah, so new issue of Lanyap out on the streets now. I don't know how many copies are left out there because a lot of interest in this story that, I mean, it's been dominating discussion since it dropped here on this station as well. The question about Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan, a second office, a claim of domestic violence. Can you, for the three people that have not read this yet, can you set it up for them?
Well, yeah, basically we got we obtained police reports from, it was 1 a.m. on Labor Day of this past year, a woman who's a waitress over at the Tiki Bar across the street from Orange Beach's Coastal Resources Building called 911 and said she saw a naked man out on the balcony of the Coastal Resources Building punching a woman and screaming at her. So police show up there, and, you know, according to the report, they contact the man. He says, everything's okay, and they leave. And that's more or less the end of it as far as what happened that evening, according to that police report. I've spoken with people who are familiar with the body camera footage that was shot by the four different police officers there. And the story is much different, that basically the individual is said to have identified himself as Tony Kennan. The officers pretty much kind of stood down at that point, even though they said, hey, we're here on a domestic call. And Kennan said, yeah, the person saying he was Kennan said, that, yeah, my wife is in here. She's fine. You can talk to her if you want to, but never open the door. They never talked to her. That person also said that they used the office as a weekend getaway, said that a couple times, according to them, and because it's expensive to go other places. And so then with the police report, with regard to the report, there were some addendums filed to it, some supplements filed to it that had a little more detail in it, but never Kennan's name, Tony Kennan's name was never mentioned in it. And the first supplement basically said they showed up and everything was 10-4. The second supplement said that the whoever wrote it, they didn't sign a lot of these things. But
so the officer's name wasn't on it?
The officer's name said he had reviewed the police camera footage, the body camera footage from it, and realized that the officers did not make contact with the alleged victim, which is a violation of their policy, and that was a problem. And so then the next supplement was that somebody went out there and talked to the alleged victim and everything was okay. And then the following one was from the officer who also didn't sign it, but said they made contact with Ms. Kennan and explained that they were negligent in not contacting her, and that you know, that basically she said there was no incident and they were okay. But that was 4 days after the fact.
So with the, I'm going to go back for a second with the initial.
Yeah.
So the door never, when the door never opened, right? So they come up there and they say, so you just hear, this is Tony Kennan coming through. You don't actually see Tony Kennan. It's like, is that?
Not a, from what I'm told in the video, no, not. It didn't.
So never opens the door, just talking through the door to the officer.
Right, but what we have determined for certain is that that office is his office, that he has a second office in that building, that although no one knows why he has one or what he does there.
What is that building? I mean, that's not City Hall then. What is that building?
It is the Coastal Resources Building, which is basically they do stuff related to the water and the beach and stuff like that.
Okay.
It was built in 2020, opened in 2021. There also is no mention of the in the schematics for it or anything about having an extra office for the mayor there. It was built to house the Coastal Resources Division. I talked to Philip West, who's the director there, who he got very nervous when I started asking about these things, but he did confirm the mayor has an office there, although he would not tell me what the mayor does there. So, you know, there's, and the city council is aware of it. Jeff Boyd, who is running against Tony Kennan for mayor, said they are aware that he had an office there, although they also claim, you know, several city council people said they don't know what goes on there and they don't know why he has an office there. I did the work. It's 2.8 miles from City Hall.
Okay.
So I don't know what business needs to be handled 2.8 miles away from City Hall that can't be handled at City Hall. But apparently there's another office. And the mayor so far has refused to tell us any of those things, whether he was there that night, why he has another office, what the situation is.
But in the body cam stuff, so the person does, according to the report, say this is Tony Kennan through the door. You don't see him, but they say this is Tony Kennan. I don't know policy. Can you do that? If they come up and knock on my door, I can say who I am and not, you know. I know I don't have to let them in my house, but do I have to? I don't know. I mean, I'm ignorant. I have to open the door?
I think for a welfare, I think in a domestic welfare check situation, you have to open the door.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's not a warrant type issue. That is a current situation where there could be possible harm or threat, so you do have to open the door. Yeah,
but he did not.
You can say the individual did not, but it was the office that Kennan uses, and it was 1 a.m. And you know, but he didn't know. But I will also say this:
how did they let that? Him, so I mean, if I said,
and I knew you, and I think you probably are going to go here with this, is the. Well, what if it's not him, right?
Well, I'm to some degree, and also wondering the policy of Orange Beach Police that they would not have the door come open and go ahead and just leave.
They admit that they violated their own policy. It says in the police report that they were negligent in following policy and that they were negligent in the way they handled the situation. So, you know, what I'm told is that when he says, hey, this is Tony Kennan, that everybody sort of went, whoa, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, there was, you know, kind of, we're not going to, there was, you know, some sort of just kind of like what air came out of the building, out of the balloon rather, and like, all right, well, you know, okay, mayor, glad everything's okay.
Gotcha.
Kind of situation. But, you know, and there have been people who said, hey, you know, well, what if it wasn't him? Okay, if it wasn't him, I would have expected perhaps maybe there would be an investigation into who is up on the Coastal Resources Building possibly committing domestic violence at 1 a.m. and in the mayor's office. But thus far, we've seen no investigation into that. I've heard nothing about that. The mayor has not denied being there or said somebody was impersonating me or any of these things. So I don't know.
But I think there's some comfort. I mean, in a not a direct way, but there is confirmation, though, because when they were doing the makeup, he said 4 days later, they contacted Mrs. Cannon, right? And she said no incident occurred. She didn't say, what are you talking about? I wasn't there, right? I don't want to get over my skis here, but reading it, I mean, she didn't say, you know, what are you even talking about? She said, no, nothing happened. So she's kind of confirming they were there, I think, in my mind.
I would say it is a tacit, saying a confirmation that she was there. I would say that, yes, because if you came to me and said, hey, weren't you on this building?
Say, what are you talking about?
I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was home in bed. You know, but that's not what was said. So, no, and I mean, I think the police report issue is a big problem with it because it does indicate that, you know, perhaps if it was in fact Tony Kennan behind the door, that I don't really have any reason to believe it was not at this point, but he was certainly treated differently than anyone else might have been treated. And if it was you or me in there and somebody called him the domestic violence and said that being a woman and said,
we'd have to open the door.
But she's okay. You can talk to her if you want to. And they would say, I mean, that's apparently what he said was, you can talk to her if you want to. And they didn't take that opportunity either. So it was offered even apparently.
But not for 4 days. And then they came back 4 days later to say all right. And then we got the office. We got this. Also the discussion. To me, I mean, this is, if it was on its own, it'd be a talker, but under the umbrella of everything else. But the discussion of using, was police officers on duty I know that's probably down the triage list, but explain that one too.
I was told by several current former city employees that he has routinely used police officers to taxi him about town from bar to bar. To pick him up when he's been drinking, take him to other places, and that is, and also he and his wife, and sometimes other people as well. But that police are often used in that capacity.
Now, in a few minutes left here, I mean, y'all can read all this. So, new Lane App or laneappmobile.com. But I know that I saw follow up here from Kyle Kyle Hamrick said Orange Beach Mayor duels with questioner on social media. Now, what's this now? What's this next?
Well, he has avoided. We gave him these questions over a week ago, and they just flatly refused to comment.
People need to know that because I've watched comments. Before you go to publish something, you contacted Mayor Kennan, right?
Okay. He was given a list of questions. The chief of police was given a list of questions. The city council people were given a list of questions. And very few people, the mayor and the city and the chief of police did not respond, period. And in fact, to the point where we called them back on Monday and just to say, we're just double checking to make sure you got these questions. And they said, yeah, we did. But the city attorney is looking at them and she's out of town this week. So, okay. But you've had them for a week. So, we're not going to sit here forever and wait. So, I mean, the story basically is that, he hasn't said anything to us, but he went on social media yesterday and was, saying that he was being victimized in some capacity. His daughter had posted something and he reposted it to his page, his Facebook page, saying, that people are out to get him, he's being victimized. And he had made some comments under that. I guess one particular poster under there was really giving him business about why won't he answer the questions, why won't he say if he was there or not, and he just kind of came back and said, I don't have to prove anything, that's not for me, I don't have to prove it. And basically they got into enough of an argument that I guess at some point Kennan told him that that back in the old days the two of them would be dueling at dawn.
Listen, that would get dueling. It might be, you talk about a thing you could book some tickets to. But before I, and in addition to that, too, I'd like to, because I've seen the comments here on our text line over the last couple of days on this story, and I've seen on social media when the story's been posted.
Yeah.
This allegations that, and I get them against me too, but sure. In your case, that sure. that y'all are dropping this, because right now he has competition in the mayor's race, in the right. municipal race for Orange Beach, that y'all are dropping this, like you sat on it and you're dropping it because it's election time. Yes or no?
Okay. Number one, I started investigating this before he ever had an opponent. He was unopposed at that point. But number two, you know, I hate to just break this to people, but this is how the world works. You know, sometimes people who have information, I didn't have this information and sat on it for a year. And, you know, if we found out about it in last Labor Day, we would have run it.
I bet you,
yeah. We certainly would do a story then. But I wasn't sitting here waiting, you know, rubbing my fist, getting my hands together, saying, I can't wait till political season starts. That's how it happens, though. People sit and they wait and they say, you know, I'm going to put this out when they know that it is, you know, that it's going to have the most impact. And that happens all the time in the news business. It doesn't make it not news because it's getting close to an election. That's just the way it happens.
Yeah, it's a fair question. Like, should you not? Right. I mean, this is even
absolutely.
Should you not? Because if the story hits you, you go, well, they've sat on it for a while. You still run it.
Yeah, and if you don't do it, and then you wait till they get reelected, and then you run it, the other people say, "Well, geez, you sat on the story, and you didn't do the story." So whatever. I mean, this is a job. And if people think that, they think that. I don't really care. It's just the way we do it. I've been doing this for 35 years. This is a job. I don't, you know, if somebody thinks we're in the bag for Jeff Boyd, I've never met Jeff Boyd. I've never spoken to him. I have no idea. I don't know a thing about him. So, you know, we're just following the story. I mean, you know, if Sandy Simpson had two offices or somebody else had two offices, we'd write a story about it. If there were these types of things happening, we'd write a story about it. I think we've proven over time we'll write a story about that kind of stuff. So I'm pretty confident that the average reader out there knows that this is just how business is done. This is journalism.
People want to check this out, obviously, in the New Lane app, out on the streets, but getting signed up, they can read it and all the addendums and a whole lot more over at landappmobile.com. Talk about getting signed up.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, this is the kind of thing where that 30 cents a day is worth it. You know, go to landappmobile.com. It's $1 for the first month. If you don't like it, you can cancel it. But it's $9 a month after that, 30 cents a day. Helps us keep rocking and rolling and doing this kind of work.
Good stuff, Rob. We appreciate your time, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, man. Great chin-chinning today. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell Brady he did okay. He did all right. There he goes, Rob Hulbert, and we'll be right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
I guess I should do this as we come on, because Leanna just told me it's up on our Facebook page. If you were looking, if you were expecting a delivery of how many? 13 pounds of crystal meth, it may not arrive, as there's been a bust. Government 65, 13 pounds of meth. Which reminds me, I haven't had a chance to talk about the birthday boy down in the Keys. Maybe we'll have time to get to that. You hear that story? The guy that, for his birthday, I think his birthday was the 4th, or like mine was the 5th. I didn't think about doing this. I just hung out on Dolphin Island. But this guy hijacked a train, like the Conk Express or something down there. It was all methed up. But yeah, if you're expecting your 13 pounds of meth, looks like it's not going to make it today. Let's see here. From the text line, a whole bunch here. Squirrel Vereen says, what a non-story this Orange Beach thing is. And this is interesting, looking through y'all's text to see the differences in opinions on this. It's good. It's different opinions, different questions here. So Squirrel Vereen says, what a non-story this Orange Beach thing is. T-Bone says, business that involves nudity and wife beating is best conducted at a satellite office. Jerry in Fort Morgan said, Rob is currently a slimy little man. Not that little. I don't know if he's particularly slimy, but tell me about that, because he's, you know, that's the whole thing I saw on the, we'll figure out the veracity on this, but people saying that, like, I'm in this business and I know what they do. You don't, if they'd have gotten the story last year, they'd have run it then, but somebody dropped it on them now. You know, they didn't, I can tell you right now, I can guarantee it, they did not sit on it. Let's see. Jason said the whole story has a J.D. Hogg Hazard kind of feel to it. You made me laugh. Backstrap stacker. I'll leave that one off there. Tim says, sounds like a typical battered woman covering up for a husband. Seems like they have a problem with getting intoxicated and fighting with each other. IT Jesus says, wasn't this indecent exposure with him naked on the balcony? It says, C.B. Carl says, Mayor Kennan's starting to sound like Boss Hogg. Unnamed texter here, another fine job of investigating by Lanyap, showing that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And then unnamed texter here says, the Tiki closes at 10. Why would a server still be there after 1 a.m.? No charges, no convictions. Obviously, all of this timed and stinks to high heaven. Everyone knew about the conference room, especially Boyd. So there you go. So mix of commentary here on the text line at 343-0106. There you go. See the stories. They're over at lanyapmobile.com or in the new Lanyap. I'd like to get commentary from Mayor Kennan as well on this. All right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Clint Jameson at Adventure Earth Bicycles, which I'm going to combine a couple things here because we've got some rodeo guys in the building. I'll be down there next week with our coverage of the 92nd Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, and I'll use my e-bike to get around on the island. I love mine. I have a kind of an off-road version of an e-bike, but there are so many different electric bikes. Just the way he has 400, what he calls the Amish, the non-electric bikes in stock, that do different things, right? You got a road bike and a mountain bike and a hybrid bike and a BMX and a three-wheel bike and all those kind of things, beach bikes. He's got the same thing in e-bikes. There are certain ones that are better for different things, so he has that big selection of them. Right now, he's got a shipment in. He said, we got more U-Free bikes came from their Houston, Texas factory. The Robin X Plus and Stellar Falcons have arrived. Stellar Falcon is the 750-watt enduro e-bike with up to 80 miles per charge. Said this bike can cruise the beaches and then tackle any off-road trail it's thrown its way. The Robin X Plus from U-Free is a comfort cruising machine. Now, this was got my attention. I love my bike, but I'm going to have to do a mod because this one now with the plush saddle. So I got a comfortable seat on mine, but also suspension seat post that Clint writes here that makes any road feel smooth and comfy. So my friend and my co-host on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, Mike Ward, bought his, and he got that seat post with the it's like a shock in it. Oh, honey, hush. It is awesome. I'm down with that. So that's going to mod I'm going to have to make on my boat, on my bike. Also, if you got to haul your bikes around, not only does he have, the helmets and everything to go with the bikes, but he also has the racks for them. Racks for regular bikes, for e-bikes from Thule and Kuat, Rocky Mounts, Made in America, Saris Racks, Bernie e-bike and youth helmets also in stock right now. Check them out at the shop. It's the most fun because you can go in there. You can look adventure-earth.com is their website, adventure-earth.com, and you can kind of browse the inventory. But the most fun is going there, taking that test ride, and seeing about that e-bike or the non-e-bike, the next one for you or family members. Check them out at the corner of Little Flower and Airport in Midtown, kind of catty-cornered across from Ruth's Chris. All right, 343-0106. Read a few of these texts here. There are a whole bunch coming in here, and what I've enjoyed pointing out here is there's so many different opinions on this coming in. Let's see. Because Jerry had said, Rob Holbert's currently a slimy little man. I asked why. He said he's attempted to go after Tony in the past. Rob has a liberal agenda, and Tony is 180 degrees away from being a liberal. Well, Jerry, I know both of these guys, right? I know Rob a lot better. Rob just doesn't work that way. Is he pursuing something that's establishment? Always. but it's not, it doesn't have like a, like, it doesn't go, oh, this person's politics is this, I'm going after him. It's just not true. You could disagree with the stories he picks, but that is not his motivation. Laura says, the last texter knows nothing about the restaurant business. They close at 10 p.m., a.k.a. stop setting, finish the service, then clean the front and back of the house. They're out. If out before 12 a.m. is early. Okay, so the person that said, hey, they close at 10, but this is the reason the person could still be there after midnight. And there we go. A lot more text on this, and I believe this conversation will continue going forward, and you can drop those at 343-0106. Now, at this point, I feel like I have lost, you know, what do they say when the NCAA fines a program, and the people say, well, they've lost institutional control of their program. I think I have as well. Y'all pull those mics close to you so it doesn't sound like thunder when I turn them on here. As El Presidente of the 92nd Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo and the man over headquarters for the Alabama DC Fishing Rodeo have joined us. President Coleman Moore, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks, Sean.
Tolerable to see my friend and HQ head,
pleasure,
Reynolds
Sean.
Brabner. Good to see you, brothers. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I figured y'all would come in with some kind of, what am I about to consume here?
The drink that you come down there for.
The drink that all the sponsors come after. The world famous Rodeo Bushwhacker presented by Reynolds Brabner. So that's what we were doing back there. I saw the noise we were making.
All right. So I do have my blood sugar monitor in my office. I'll take a sip of this here. It's pretty good, guys.
That's why they keep coming back.
He does it by smell, no measurements. So he's like, it smells right. Let's taste it.
Smells right. Listen, I want to say, since last time our conversation, I got to see, when I was on the island this last weekend over the 4th, the, what are we calling that? The observation, this new construction.
We're calling it, new construction, our new structure on site. It's not a building per se. It's just
a big deck.
It's finished. Yeah, it's finished. It's the biggest deck on the island, we'll say. It's,
so if you're looking for a big deck, it's right there.
So it's our new VIP. It'll be our Capital Tractor VIP area on top, and it's our new operation. So we're usually serving food for our VIPs and sponsors and everything.
So how that's going to be set up? Because the deck is up there. I saw that. So will the cooking be going on underneath?
The cooking be going on underneath, because like I said, it's still in production. Like I said, next couple of years we'll keep improving on it. For this year, the Sheriff's Flotilla has given us their cooking trailer they use for, like, you know, FEMA projects and things that they do with things like that.
Yeah, Sheriff Burke mentioned that earlier this week.
We're gonna do that, but we'll still have our fryers, our smokers, our big smoking trailer, everything set up like we'd been doing. Instead of having a tent, though, we'll be underneath that new structure, and then on top will be our VIP area. So we'll get your food and you'll go upstairs and you'll have a big view of a over all the docks, over the bay, everything, watching everything come in. You can see the weigh station, just the whole site from there.
Yeah, because right now, y'all, we're 3.5 minutes in the discussion. We hadn't even talked about fish yet.
No, not yet.
The party side of it. I do want to, before we get into talking big rodeo, which we're a week away from the kickoff with the Liars contest, but this weekend, Roy Barton Young Anglers Tournament. This is so cool.
My favorite time of year. I love it.
Pretty awesome. Describe this, what's happening on Saturday.
It is. Yeah, so it's our 67th annual Roy Martin. It'll be this Saturday. Way station will open at 9 a.m. and then close at 5 p.m. Awards to follow at 6. But, you know, family friendly for everybody, as always. We're going to have Mob Snow down there doing snow cones. We got Blue Rinse and Foam the Coast. We're going to have foam parties and slip and slides and everything. Yeah, free car wash when the wind blows, pretty much, is what happens down there with those foam parties. But that'll be a good time. And then, as always, you can buy your tickets when you come on site with the kids. You
don't have unlike the big rodeo, I mean, if you don't have time, you can go fishing and then get your ticket.
You can come purchase your ticket, go weigh in your fish, and then you get your Coke, your hot dog, ice cream, your certificate, and everything like that. And you just do it all on the site. Now, you can still purchase them online or in ticket outlets, but you don't have to.
We will going forward talk about that. Y'all do this as volunteers, the JCs. This is a charity, and where the money goes from big rodeo, we can talk about that and these big checks you presented over the years to the people that make us have fish around here. But I think it's special. I think it's unsung what happens with Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, because people hear this and go, oh, they're buying gifts for the kids at Christmas that are this is way better, y'all. Come and describe what y'all do.
It is. So we have our kids shopping tour, and that's what we do. So all the funds that we raise from the Roy Martin, all the ticket funds, everything that we do, all that money goes back to, during Christmas time, we take underprivileged kids from different homes and people that outreach to us. We'll take them to Target, and they'll have a certain share that they can go spend, and they can't spend it on themselves. It's on their moms, dads, brothers, sisters.
This is what I love about it.
Spend it on family members. So they'll have, maybe it's $50, maybe it's $100 a piece, but they go and they just go on a shopping spree at Target, and then, you know, they open up for us early so we can do all that, and it is. It's a good time.
No, it's cool. I mean, because we have, during Christmas, we have programs, Toys for Tots, and so many where we're raising, and to get those kids gifts, and that's important. But the love and the pride a kid would have to be able to present mom or dad or sibling a gift from them on Christmas. Like, I think that, I don't know that that gets talked about enough. I love that y'all do it that way. That kid can go, no, mom, I got you, you know, a so-and-so.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's great that we do that. And then obviously we do our stone soup project too, where we cook turkey, you know, during Thanksgiving. We do full meals. We smoke turkeys all night, and they'll come pick that up. So it's the same thing for underprivileged or families in need. Do all things, all kinds of things like that. In addition to our contributions to, like, University of South Alabama that helps so much.
So, yeah, big rodeo, y'all, you know, you presented some pretty big checks.
Yeah, we've given, I think, upwards of $600K now to University of South Alabama, to the point
that's
where
not
they
bad.
Have
that's
they,
not bad.
Yeah, they have their new School of Environmental and Marine Sciences, and they even got, we have an auditorium named after us now. We have the ADSFR auditorium, so, you know, kids will be passing or failing in there for years to come, so we'll see.
Yeah, Reynolds, what would you pass or fail in there?
Depends on the class.
I'd rather fail.
Yeah, okay. And coming right back, like I said, I've lost institutional control around here, but it's all right. They brought Bushwhackers, so we're good.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. 343-0106. 343-0106 gets you through. If you dare, president of the 92nd Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fish and Rodeo, Coleman Moore, in studio, headquarters operation VP and Emperor Reynolds Brabner as well. And gentlemen, it is, I know for y'all it's year-round, but for the rest of us it's rodeo time with Roy Martin coming up on Saturday. And Big Rodeo kicking off a week from tonight.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So,
next Thursday, if it's not ready, it's not happening.
So let's talk about, Liars Contest kicks off the whole thing.
6 o'clock Thursday night, we've got, you know, National Anthem Invocation, Liars Contest, 10.
That's right.
10 of your best or worst lies to be told, and we'll let y'all, our distinguished panel of judges, decide the best.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we've got, was it the Big Turn?
Wrong turns.
Which, by the way, turns spelled T-E-R-N-S.
Yeah, I like it, though. If it was on purpose or not, it works.
Yeah, right. It's good.
And they'll be playing after Liars Contest.
But Liars Contest will kick off about 6, but if you want to come down to site, I think site will be open around noon and start selling T-shirts and things. And
do we open that early now?
We'll be. Well, I mean, if you're coming in now, I'm going to make our T-shirt. I mean, we're selling shirts, right? Everybody better get in line.
They're having this discussion
early.
Right here
as soon
on the air.
As we open that window, we're selling shirts regardless.
There's probably someone else who's already decided this, but we'll change that if we need to.
Yeah, and if you want the T-shirt, you got to come to the rodeo site.
Oh yeah, you got to. You better get there.
You got to get those online.
Every year, like, sorry, we 1 year during COVID, we did do some online just because of it and everything. Mm-hmm. But like, people don't understand that we're not a business that's open year long. We're open for those 3 days, 4 days, including kids tournament, and so we're not going to order all these extra shirts. Yeah, we run out because we don't want to be sitting on them all year long. We can't use them the next year. So
that's right.
Get down there and get your merchandise. We know everybody wants one from every year and upcoming since they've been growing up. So get down there and get them.
Okay, a little bit more on the entertainment side, then I'm going to get to my world, the fishing. You talk about the Wrong Turns playing, but you got a couple other artists playing. There's a band I've heard that's fairly popular.
Small-time 80s cover bands playing Friday night. most everybody around here knows Molly Ringwald's El Presidente's favorite. Mm-hmm, it's been, I think it's been about 5 or 6 years now that they haven't played, and he said it was
unbelievable crowd.
Yeah, the last time we came in, everybody wanted them back. I think we might have even done them 2 years in a row, but
we did.
And then I was like, we kind of got burned out, so we went with something completely different, and then Velcro Pygmies, you know, another favorite, but just as good.
Yeah,
and
they were booked in Dallas that year.
Yes, they were booked up, but you know, you got to change.
So that's
up
Friday night.
That'll be Friday night, and so yeah, we'll be trying to sink the island once again on Friday.
Yeah, and y'all came close to it last time.
That's right.
All right, let's get into the world of us getting out there and fishing. First of all, you announced announcement. You got an event coming up at West Marine tonight?
Yeah, tonight at West Marine, 6 or 6:30, I believe, we will have some of our rules guys set up with Mr. Isaac Burge, who manages that West Marine. We'll thank him for having this for us. But, yeah, they'll be down there. If you have any rules questions at all, we'll have probably Corey Quint and Ryan Schumann, Matt Glass, our illustrious rules chairman. It can't be just one. They're all chairmen because right. They need all three. But they'll be down there answering any questions you got. And then also, I'll be down at Moe's for the AFCA event. I think it's their annual meeting.
ACFA.
Yep. I'll be down there, and we'll have one of those rules guys with us as well to answer questions. So if anybody's attending that event tonight.
Yeah, and the rules are important. Of course, they are published. You can read the rules. But if you have interpretive questions on the rules, this will be your chance.
It is. We always defer to the rules committee. That's just what we have to do. That's why we are who we are and how we've gotten here.
So. Okay, let's talk about this. Here we sit. It's never a for sure thing, but I told y'all I felt good last time. Look at numbers. Red snapper?
Yeah, it's looking like we're good. We went on a research trip on this past Tuesday, and we were discussing it with Crystal Hightower with South Alabama, and saw Sean afterwards. It looks good. Like, so when we were in here a couple weeks ago, I think we were on it about a third of our quota out of the 690,000
was left.
Yeah, so it looks good, and now we've cut it down. We've cut it down now to the 3-day weekends again. It's not the full 7 days. So, I mean, I think we're golden, especially for kids' tournament this weekend, and then 7 days out, we'll be all right.
Let's talk about so that's going to be obviously a category, but also we got jackpot.
Yes, we'll have the red snapper jackpot as well.
Okay. Speckled trout jackpot.
We will have the speckled trout jackpot.
Got the boat this year?
We will have the boat. Again, just like an open competition with the contender we give away, anyone who weighs in illegal fish gets in the pot for that. But you got a little better chance, the 17-foot Reaper boat powered by Yamaha as well. If you enter in the speckled trout jackpot and you weigh in illegal fish, obviously, then
you don't have to win speckled trout jackpot.
You do not have to win speckled trout. You just have to weigh in a speckled trout and have a jackpot ticket, and you get put in for the random drawing for that. So odds are a little better.
Yes. And then, of course, you mentioned the overall drawing for that contender.
Yes, overall is any open you buy an open competition ticket, you weigh illegal fish, and you get put in the pot, and we'll do that obviously about 6-7 o'clock right after we close the weigh station. Yeah, hopefully we'll put that tumbler on stage, and we'll call whoever it is on stage and do it right there.
It's kind of neat too over the years to be anchored up or tied up next to somebody and be like, they still got they have the boat they won in the drawing and watching those guys fish.
Sunday afternoon they seem to all kind of come through. All the past presidents are up there. Oh, that's my boat.
I feel like there's always one. I think Andy Cook's here. There's always that one contender. It's got the red logo and embroidery or striping on and everything. And Andy's always, that's my boat right there. And they've never changed it. I mean, it's halfway peeling off and looking like it's been used and abused, but it comes in.
Somebody showing off that they won that boat. Yep. Also, categories too for the fishermen, but man, for the crowds down there. When y'all brought sharks back in the mix here, that's a big deal.
And we've kept them. Luckily, we've stayed out of the spotlight a little bit because that year that we brought it back and announced it the way we did was when we got a little bit of that negative feedback. But people don't seem
nationally and internationally really not here.
Yeah, people don't seem to understand that. Yeah, they might be overfishing and endangered in some areas, but in our area, it's the tax man, and we pay them every time we go out there. We've caught it. We brought it back, and it's staying around. There's only a couple categories now, but obviously that's still in the competition. And then we've added the Return 'em Right program. They're coming down, and it's the descending devices where you safely descend your fish back down, and instead of having to vent them. So we got them as a category, and that'll be another good new one this year.
Yeah, those things are pretty neat. I got one on my boat. A weight that takes the fish down, then you pop the thing, and the fish gets loose down where its air bladder's back at the normal pressure. It's kind of cool. Yep.
Reverse of actually catching it.
Yeah, you're setting it back down.
Yeah, you just set it to
like letting it loose on purpose.
Yeah, you set it to a depth and it releases it when you get there. I mean, that's beyond my science capabilities, but they figured it out.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, even I can figure it out. It works pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about tourism wise, coming by the sharks, watching those come in. There's always a big crowd for those, but they could also walk through and see because Sea Lab, it's their fish myths, right? They're keeping all these fish for samples. So there's fish on ice for people to come.
And that's one of the things my older daughter's excited about. We talked about on WKRG yesterday we were on, and she works that fish box, and she gets in there, and they've got all the labels of all the fish and species, and still hold them up, let all the children see, or anyone who wants to come down there and see, they've got the fish box.
And it might be the closest some people ever get to most of these big king mackerel.
And then 33 categories. At some point, we're going to have most of those. those in that box at least one at a time. And it's really neat to come down there and see that. And, yeah, Crystal, they call it Fishmas because South Alabama gets more research out of our three-day tournament than they can do in 3 years of going out weekly on these small boats and doing research.
I love it, but I'm going to say this for Crystal and Dr. Powers, everybody. It's a hustle. What they do, y'all, is they have figured out because, you know, people who do what they do elsewhere in the world have to contract all these fleets to go out and sample and take. Here, we all willingly go out and catch these fish and then bring them back to the rodeo site and they can take samples.
Out, yeah. All the legwork out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hustle. They got.
It really is. It really is.
So I'm going to call them out on that. All right. People who have yet to obtain a ticket, jackpot ticket, overall general ticket, let's talk about where you go, how to do it.
Yeah. So you can go online and go into adsfr.com and you can log into Fishing Chaos and obviously buy everything online, or you can see our list of ticket outlets. Our usual, we have all our academies in Mobile and we have them in Baldwin County. You got your Greer's Hardware on the way down, which will be the only one that's probably open until 5 a.m. And you get them that morning. But and obviously on site, we'll be selling them this weekend.
Yeah, so if somebody's coming down for Roy Martin, can they buy their
You can go ahead and buy your tickets for the next weekend at Roy Martin, as well as your kids' angler tickets when you come in. And then we'll be on site again Thursday, Liars Contest. We'll be selling them under the weigh station all the way through 5 a.m. at Cannon Blast. And then that's what that shuts off right there.
Good deal. Well, once again, too, you got rules questions. That's tonight at West Marine.
Right, tonight, 6 o'clock West Marine Airport location.
All right, good deal. Appreciate it, and you did pretty good work there.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Right,
that's right. Pretty good beverage here. It's going to probably make me have nap time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But it's a good beverage, and we'll be seeing y'all down at the rodeo site.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect.
Thanks, all right, Paul. Appreciate y'all. Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. See y'all tomorrow for the Friday edition of Midday Mobile.